the rise of the Israelites. South of Phoenicia, a small band of people settled in the hills around the Jordan River Valley. Called Hebrews at first, they later became known as Israelites. Although the Israelites never built a large empire, they had a great influence on our civilization. Much of what is known about the early history of the Israelites comes from stories told in the Torah, or the Hebrew Bible. Historians compare biblical and other religious stories with archaeological evidence to piece together events from the past. In this way, they have determined that Abraham, whose story follows, may have lived sometime between 2000 and 1500 BC. Abraham the Leader. The Israelites traced their beginnings to Mesopotamia. For hundreds of years, they lived as shepherds and merchants who grazed their flocks outside Sumerian cities. According to the Torah, a leader named Abraham taught his people to practice monotheism, a belief in one God. Mono is the Greek prefix for one. The Torah says that God told Abraham to leave Mesopotamia and settle elsewhere. "Get you out of your country and from your kindred," relatives, "and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation." The Torah. From Canaan to Egypt. The Torah goes on to say that Abraham led the Israelites from Mesopotamia to settle in the land of Canaan. According to the Torah, a famine then spread across Canaan. A famine is a time when there is so little food that many people starve. The famine caused the Israelites to flee south to Egypt. In Egypt, the Israelites lived well for a few hundred years, but then an Egyptian king forced them into labor after he grew suspicious of their power. In the desert. According to the Torah, an Israelite leader named Moses led his people out of Egypt. The Israelites' departure from Egypt is called the Exodus. For the next 40 years, the Israelites wandered through the desert of the Sinai Peninsula. The Torah says that while in the desert, God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments, a code of laws. Eventually, the Israelites returned to Canaan. There, over time, the Israelites moved from herding to farming and built their own cities. Settlement in Canaan. As they moved farther north, the Israelites were able to settle in many parts of Canaan. They united under their first king, Saul, who defended them against their enemies. The next king, David, established his capital in the city of Jerusalem. A divided kingdom. After David died, his son, Solomon, inherited the kingdom. After Solomon's death, the country split into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom was called Israel. The southern kingdom took the name Judah. The divided kingdom was ripe for invasion. Its neighbor, Assyria, conquered the Israelites and gained control of Judah. Sent into exile. In 722 BC, the Israelites resisted Assyrian rule. In response, the Assyrians exiled thousands of people to distant parts of their empire. To exile means to force people to live in another place or country. The Assyrians controlled Judah until 612 BC, when Assyria was conquered by the Chaldeans. Judah then fell under control of the Chaldean Babylonians. Later, in 587 BC, the king of Judah rebelled against the Chaldeans. King Nebuchadnezzar responded by destroying the capital city of Jerusalem. He exiled the people of Judah to Babylonia. Reading check. Who were the Israelites?